Last week, we discussed the Yesod, so the Yesod from the Rishonim, Ramban, the Rambam, the Chavis HaBoros, that our level of Bitochen, the pool of Bitochen is what's Kriveya, Hanogaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. It means how much Hashkocha Provet, how much Hashkocha Provet Kotis we are going to be privileged to, we're going to be Zeichet to a Tol in our Midas Bitochen. That's Hashem Tzimcha. The Iker Nakudas of how we're Moidavoy is totally in Abitachin. Like said, Baruch HaGever, Hashem Yiftach Hashem, Bahoya Hashem Yiftach. Bahoya Hashem Yiftach is to see Baruch HaGever. We saw, what does that mean? It means if you say you're Baitech, no, it means how much you feel with Bitach. Just like we discussed, that there's a certain litmus test if you want to know if you feel with Bitach. When you start to feel relieved, when you work it out and you think and you feel that you gave over a certain Indian you felt previously looked on you, was relying on you, and you give it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take care of it. It's in his hands. It's in the best hands possible. It's in the two hands. The mailer, you start to feel slowly the relief. Kafi, how much you feel that, that's the means that your level will be talking. You're able to feel the specific issue that's at hand in front of you. Give it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's as much Hashkocha Pratis as you're going to get. That's as much within the Seder HaTeva, how much specific HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened for you. And this is Mamish, the Pasuk, we're discussing. Pasuk Yitzhulim, Yashlech Hashem, Yashlech Al Hashem Yehovcha, Vuhu Yichal Kalecha, Vuhu Chobot Talya. Yashlech Al Hashem Yehovcha, as you brought from the Gemara Megillah. As much as you throw the peckle, the burden on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you feel it, as we saw, like the Moshe Lahutaya with the Arab, you felt that the Pasha wasn't carrying the baggage anymore. As much as you feel that, that's as much you're going to get, that's as much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to carry it for you. And we saw, this is true, we saw that someone who loses his Bitachin, as the Matzav gets scarier, as he's more worried. And he enters a matzav, he starts being disrupted, getting really, 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 really loses the bitachin, really starts losing it. So not only does it result in the lack of schus to get Hashkocha Pratis, it believes in the Kadosh Baruch Hu will put him even more and more deeper into the Olam HaMikra. We saw that for the morale, that's of course in the Kishrei HaMelchama, the Agnes Nefesh. That's Chas Hashem Mitzvah HaToyv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you even more to liable to the Mikra. Oh. Tonight, we want to go Reiter. I'm going to talk about, finish up, Nekuda, what is the challenges, things that are mafriyim, the masidim to Midas of Betachim. Tonight is going to be the last Chelek of the Vabim that we're talking about, the Yesodis of the Sugi Betachim. Not as if we taka finished all these Yisraelis B'tochen, but we're coming towards the middle of the Zman. We have to try to go transition. We're going to try to, Be'ez Hashem, the next week, try to tackle applications and sugis based on the Yisraelis that we spoke on. Tonight is going to be the last Vadim call of the Yisraelis of the sugis of B'tochen. Tonight I want to talk about the mafsidim of leaders of B'tochen. When the Iker enemies were dealing with B'tochen. So we already mentioned, members already mentioned, we're talking about the whole time. Ravada, enemy number one is Asechel. That's the Pasuk. Abinoschal Tishan, Dach Bashem, Abinoschal Tishan. Asechel, it doesn't stop working. Asechel, that's in a totally different track. Its whole root is totally not with Bitachim. It just doesn't work with Bitachim. We explained that Bitachim might pacify it if it realizes it wants to go over to the Mahalach of Bitachim. About Kaponim, the Binoska, your Bina always says rely on me and work with the Malach of Seichel. That's a lot of enemy number one. We have to talk about this. We can't be Mashlim. The Yisraelis of the Sugi B'tochen without mentioning this. Avada, a Seichel has a big shot. It doesn't only work itself to challenge Abitachin, to be Maslish Abitachin, to not allow Abitachin to be developed and felt in the proper way. It has a shot, and that's called a status. And that shot is a status. And that's what this. So it's from, they call the mazig the teva. Shtadlus, usually referred to as in business, but it's in every single area, not only in Parnasa. Shtadlus, more or less, is being misyachis to the oilam of teva. The hainu. I spoke about last week, that the Kaddish Baruch Hu, within the Anhoga,
of the oil. He has that's a three hanogas, but it's a lot of betoichim, there's a lot of layer. Is teva kapshuta, the oilim kim and within the teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu does yis in the storm, and then there's Kadosh Baruch Hu is totally made for the teva, is made kloli, stops all, breaks all the rules, all the chukei teva. Right? So we're not talking about lamal hoderech teva. But within the regular seder of the oilim and hoginoi, should there be two things that are usually being this teva, the oilim kim and hoginoi, and then there's ashkocha kotis. So, the world of Teva is a systematic world that Kadosh Baruch Hu made, which is brilliant. We're saying even that to see the brilliance of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world that works like clockwork. Every single thing in this world has an address. It's a cause and effect. Every single thing has a seed on its own. You want a result, it has an answer. You want a result, it has an answer. Everything, there are things that are unknown. But there's so many millions and millions of prophets in the world that have a cause and effect. And Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world, Olam Umloi. We discussed this many times. The pasuk says, "V'shamayim shamayim l'Hashem ba'aretz nasma v'nei yoda." Kadosh Baruch Hu with goli lanu. You don't see clearly the yad v'shkocha process. What you see is the Olam of Teva. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it over to us that we have to live in that world of Teva. We have to live in the world of Teva. And this chiyuv, and this tzivri, to make a shtalus, which a shtalus that's in his fearing zich, tevizdik, being gairis to oilam ateva. It's being gairis to oilam ateva. Blending, mismazig, the Ruchim calls mismazig, mimazig, to oilam ateva. This is the kashish of the mikdash and the sugi we're talking, together with the person seichel. This is definitely one of the inker things that's constantly working to be shvach into machvish ha-koyich ha-bitochen, to not let ha-bitochen develop. Constantly, when we're entering, when the Tutzach HaRayim in the Olam of Teva and Shtadlus, it's constantly counterbalancing. It's constantly influencing exactly the exact opposite current of Hagoshes and Midas of Betochen. Let's build this sugi a little bit tonight. Makar Advan, bring many places, I'm going to bring Amoridik and Medrash. Amoridik and Medrash. The Ruchim brings his Medrash in Das Chochma Musar. Find the Tetzvot. It's a Yalkut Shemoni, Shmuel Beit Kavbeit. Says the following. Talk to Yalkut. Arba Malochim Hoyu. The Yalkut points at the Hanhoga, four different Malochim, that he can gedolei them in Klal Yisrael. Masha Tova Zeh, Loi Tova Zeh. Each one, Davin Takadosh Baruch Hu, claim Takadosh Baruch Hu, Tefiyin Takadosh Baruch Hu. And each one asks for something else from Takadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ilahem. Who are the four Malochim? David, Ato, Yehoshafo, and Chizkiyo. Shteit Azot. David Amar, David asked Takadosh Baruch Hu. They all have to fear Muhammad. A melech has to fear Muhammad. He can't just say, I go to the base medrash right now. He has to fear Muhammad. It's his job. How did they fear Zechin de Muhammad? David Amar, Erdif, Oivai, Vasigim, Pasigim to him. David Amelech says, I'm going to run and I'm going to chase afterwards. But help me out in what I'm doing. I'm going to go run. I'm going to fear Zechin de Muhammad. I'm going to be Roidif. I'm going to try to kill them. Help me out. I'm alone with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? The pasuk, the Yalkut brings a pasuk in Shmuel, Kadosh Baruch Hu helped David be makad. Kadosh Baruch Hu helped David be makad. That's David. Oman Asa was a different answer than Kadosh Baruch Hu. Oman Asa, Oman, and he ain't be koyach larug. No, I can't actually try to do the pool of killing them. You know, David the Melech actually did the pool of killing. He actually took the sword, took the bow and arrow. I can't do that. I'm going to do up to the... And you really did it. I'll do up to the pool. I'll chase after them. And you kill them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. Bring the Medrash. Omer Yeshav, Omer, and he ain't the koichi loy larg loy rida. David HaMelech did hariga. I can't do hariga. Also, I was able to do redifa. I can't even do redifa. And he oimer shima. I'm going to do epis apula. And he oimer shira. I'm going to say shira. Vatoise. I'm going to do shira. And then you're going to be able to... HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you take over. That was... Omar Chizkiyo of Omar. And he ain't Bekoichi. Loi Laroi. Loi Lirdex. Loi La Mashin. I can't do any of that. El Niyoshon. Al Mitosi. Lata Oysi. Omar Lekadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Yisake. I'm just going to go sleep on my bed. And you're going to do Akadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Yisake. That kind of very Akadosh Baruch Hu. And Avada needs a beer of Lechala. What a Chazal trying to tell us. But what Ike Lechara needs beer is. Lechara the Seydus Fakir. Lechara David was the highest Madrigal. we know, we understand, because I'll tell us, David was the higher Madrega, Asa was lower, Yishafet Chizkiyah. And it would seem that we, the way we understand, it would be the opposite. L'chari, the one who does the least ishtadlus, the one who does the least ishtadlus is the greatest. David did the most ishtadlus. And Chizkiyah did the least ishtadlus. He just said, l'chari, l'chari tofuch. Taichi Zazan. The kasha shev in English, the soydus is for a person to be able to take two zecharayim in the teva. When a person starts going in the teva, the marshal has to make a mechama. Like if Baruch Hu made a world in mechama, you don't shoot, you don't run, you don't go powerful, you don't go strategize, you don't do the ganzer mahalach, you're not going to be gaver. You're not going to conquer. David HaMelech was taken highest madrega. The Baruch Hu calls it, he's able to be mamazig the teva. He was able to go full force and still realize that it's totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was able to do all the hashtadlus full force. Again, the Maimon Muzik has to know sometimes the mahalach was even doing hashtad. But Kanira, David, it was mutl upon him. He couldn't say, I'm going to avoid totally mechama. It was mutl upon him. There's an Indian, Rabbi Ruchin, that says, to be memazig the teva, not to try to show an outward way it's an ace. David HaMelech was able to do full ishtalus and still totally, totally feel, shatmai, and afterwards, there was nothing to do with him. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was David. And this is what the Medrash is saying. Asa was a little shvacher. Asa was saying, this is what it means. Ein bikayach. What does it mean, bikayach? I mean, physical bikayach. I mean, Asa was saying, if I'm going to do all the way, I'm going to do everything till the prat achrei, I'm going to be feeling this. I'm going to shvachen up my hagosha of bitochet. I'm shvachen up my hagosha of thinking it's totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Et vos, a little bit, I'm going to feel it was kochi lo tzimiyodi. So I have to leave over to you that riga. I can do up till you. And Yishafet had to go a step, but Yishafet was a low level. He said, no, I can't even do Rediva. I could just say Shira. Oh, but even she was a pula. She was after the pula. Chizkiyah said, I'm not holding the b'chalal. He didn't trust himself. He said, okay, I'm just going to sleep in my bed. You do everything. I cannot be mamazik b'teva in this solution. I can't be chazal. But this is a murder that you said. Chazal is telling us an unbelievable thing. There is a difficulty in being mishtadel and then all of a sudden pulling back and saying that it wasn't me. And this, on even Yavin, anyone a little bit, was even on b'tochen. The kashu said in English. And this said, you will never leave us ad soif yameinu ad yibula batzayifah. Hooray! It's hard enough for us to be metech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that it's Mr. Yad Hashem. It's hard enough for us to think about that b'etzah. Yeah? It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see a lot of different things. We know, everyone knows, famous song of the Ramban. Ramban and gracious Lamed Vav. Yosef from Yosef is going to look at the Machilas Yosef. Yosef is going to look for the Shvatim, and the pasuk says they found him a ish. It was Toya the Sod, and they found him a ish with man brings that was a Malach. Dr. Ramban, the famous thing, allow me. The pasuk comes to tell me Shagzeira Emes Machalitza Sheker. Famous Lashon Ramban. Everyone knows that. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is going to happen, and all the shtadlus batsim can't change the key. Who is that? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Everyone knows that beauty. But like we were discussing, it's very hard to see. So firstly, it's hard to see because we don't see the gzeir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't see those forces in the world. It's hard enough to see when we see other people. We look around and it seems like the smart person is successful, the rich person has power. The person who has the best connections to the shadchan gets the shaduchan. It's hard enough when we see it by other people. But the kashish of the Middash, and this is what you're talking about tonight, is that we ourselves have to do ishtadlus. What Ramban calls charitzus. This charitzus, which is supposedly sheker. If we could just avoid it ourselves, if we ourselves didn't have to enter and try to do charitzus and try to do ishtadlus, b'tochel would be a million times easier. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave us. Is a gzeira me'oz, that's a gzeira v'zeya sapecha toich alechem. It's a gzeira, and it's not only panos, it's in all areas. You have to live in the world of teva. You can't machmish visendit in the world of teva. You can't just sit back and expect yourself to get healed. And you can't sit back and expect your daughter to get a shidduch. It's not going to happen if you're not going to try to make any shtals. It's not going to happen. This is a kasha shidduch nefesh. In Corona, you have to believe 100% the gzeira and the chalitza shekel. You have to believe that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to get sick in Corona, it's impossible for you to get sick in Corona. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu does want you, you're going to get it no matter what you do, what precaution. But mitzad sheni, you have to take precautions. You have to wear your mask. You have to distance. You have to, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't lie. This is what you have to do. And then after doing it all, at the Prat Achron, okay, we'll talk about the Hemshech and Yonim exactly how much you have to do at the Prat Achron. But upon a certain shtalas, basic shtalas you have to do, and the Mahalach of many tzaddik in many places was they didn't rely on their sitzkus. They did a shtalas, they do a shtalas. That's the Mahalach. And then I have to, after doing all the shtalas, which entirely proves to me that it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu control. It's how more cautious you are. It's how much you sell, how much you social distance. Then your son, you have to believe 1,000%. At the end of the day, it's not telling you that. It's not telling you that. Check it. It's a question. Your daughter's in Shaduchim. Your son's in Shaduchim. You have to call up the Shadchim. And you have to call up again. You have to, obviously, there's a Gvul. We'll talk about the Nehem Shechavadim. There's a Gvul. But you have to call up. And you have to make a shtal. You have to make a shtal with a roi. You go over to somebody. You'll ask them to go. They'll tell you, yeah. Call Shadchim. Call Shadchim. Knows what he's talking about. Be Mavar. Call up another person. Call up a friend. Call up. Is it really telling that? I don't understand. Is it really telling that? The answer is the bottom line is not totally telling that. No. It's telling the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But you have to make a shtalas. Why do you have to make a shtalas? We spoke about last week. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's a pshat in the gzeir of v'zei asatecha teicha lechet. It's an Israelian. It's so the person shouldn't get spoiled. It's so he shouldn't be boiling the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But right now, we have to go to the Zechariah. In every area, it's like this. With the doctors. Every time a child is sick, this, a hearing impaired, this, you have to start making all the calls and all the things. And then he does that in the middle, during the whole entire time, you have to be realizing and be focused the same exact time. No. You're going to call the travel agent. You're going to call the real estate agent. You're going to make all the pulls and to realize, no, it's totally on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the conscious of the Kadosh. This is the Kaddish and the Shadabar HaMelech was able to do it totally. It's hard even for the Tzadikim. And this is one of the major things we have to constantly be aware of. We have to find a way to counterbalance this. We have to find a way out of this. Now, out, the wrong word out. We have to way to deal with this. Before I go weiter, I would like to make a very, very harsh of a clarification. Very, very harsh of a clarification. Yeah. There's a toys that many people have. It's a Fuma toys. It's a toys that many people heard when they were younger, they heard in yeshivas, and they talk about this something, and it's like they took, and it's very important to correct it. One, because it's wrong, you're not going to chap how much the Nisayim is, we're talking about it now. But two is, it's a very chashuv to the Kal Gadol in Avodah. When a person believes in Seichel, in a fun thing, and in Regesh he feels it different because it's Taka Sheker. What happens is, it's Mazalzo, his whole, he deep down he feels nothing is not anything. Deep down he feels something is wrong here, and obviously, it's not a malach. His emes part, chaps the sheker. What do I mean, Gabi? What do I mean over here? There's many people, they quote it comes from Mr. Shasharim, Mr. Stanley, Mr. Shasharim, understand that this idea of a shtadlus, It's an oymish baalma. So the shtadlus I'm doing has absolutely nothing to do with the result. It's like a person shaking the wand that has nothing to do with it. A person shakes a wand and all of a sudden something would come out. Does it have anything to do with the result of what I'm trying to desire? Result that has nothing to do with the result. Many people understand this, and it's based on the Yisrael Sharm. What places in Yisrael Sharm in Perchof Aleph, glad he's talking about Hasidus. But he says the following lesson, talks about Petachet. Petachet, who she yashlich yovei al Hashem legamit, v'ashe v'ad yei devada ki epshe she yechse l'odem ha'ashe nikzav lo. K'mo yisho amu chazal, k'mo zoi nesav shal odem tzuzun lo meresh shana. V'chin amu ein odem noigea b'muchan l'chaveiro yafilu k'mal in ima. Can't touch the destiny for your friend, even a drop, even a year's bit. Here comes the words in the Tzidushan. V'kfar hoya odem yochel yoyshe v'botel. Vagzeira hoitza kayemet. He didn't have to, he wouldn't have to do anything. And Hashem, what Hashem will would come out. And lo yishe kodam haknas, you call b'nei yodah b'zeh yitzapecha teich alecha. So Hashem calls it a knas. Asher kein chayiv odam l'shtadol ezer shtadlis l'tzorich parnos ofer. Shekach gozer ha-melech ha-elyon. Or is it a knas she-porea kolomina ha-noishi ha-she-ein l'zmoli men. It's a knas, he calls it a tax. Dr. Abraham Shechach, lo ish ha-shtadlis hu-amoyl, el ha-shtadlis mucha. V'kibim she-shtadol ha-reyoti yedei chivosan, וכבר יש מוקם לבריך השמיים שציר שלו, ואין את צורך לבעל הוא יסיום לו בחריץ ושתד. Many people, misunderstand this, Mr. Yisham is saying, that the shtadlis has nothing to do with the effects of the desired results. Nothing to do with it. It's all some sort of tax. You pay the government tax, it has nothing to do with what you service you get. No, it's a side thing, it's a side, it's a total side thing. Memela, a lot of different things come up. Sometimes people have, they try to avoid shtadlis like a plague, like it's the worst thing in the world. There's no question, but Yisharim is saying you can't do rebuild your shtadlis. Let's see, is this taka true? That's what Yisharim means. And second of all, many people who say this, they feel this is not true because they witness the world and they see all over the place that there are many people who do more shtadlis than it does affect. I mean, it's not a soid that, you know, working people and make a lot more money than Avreichim, right? They have a lot more money. It's totally nothing to do with the fact that they do more shtalos. It's like all, it's all achizas einayim, it's no shaykhes. In other words, many people are quoting something in a misunderstand way, and deep down, they have messages that are sending them opposite messages. So something is wrong. Either you don't believe in betachin, or you don't believe in what your Rebbe told you is wrong. You have to get clear. What's going on here? What's the exact relationship of the shtablis to the desired result? So then this is, if you look in the Chavis Lavavis, and the Lavavis counted in repeated times, the Paragimel clearly says, not like this, clearly says, he talks about things that are mischadish, he talks about people are shaylos, how do things come about that didn't exist, what you weren't born with, new things that you weren't born with, and you weren't born with, but money and different developments that happen afterwards, how do they happen? So he says, Paragimel, he says there are two things that create things, the Gzeirot Yisbach. And the second thing is what he calls Sibris and Mitzurim. He says, Lahadia, there are certain things that only come out because the Sibris that brought them about didn't yet come down. What we call cause and effect. Eventually, we'll give him Tamsis verb, he gives a marshal and he says, this is marshal, he says, just like the food's not going to go into your mouth until you get the spoon. The food's not going to go in my mouth. What are you going to say? The spoon has nothing to do with the food going in my mouth. What are you? Retarded? Of course, yes, the food does have something to do with it. The spoon does go bring the food into your mouth. So he says the same thing. He has a marshal over there. Marshal, something in his hand, some sort of pulley that you're drawing water from the well. And he says there are a lot of steps to the process. There's the bucket that actually is the siba kroiva, that's what brings you the water. But there's the string that's attached to some sort of wheel, and the behemoth is pulling the rope on the wheel. So the behemoth and the rope, and they're all involved. There are things that are closer to you, but you have to know everything is being run by Sibis Acher Sibis. Zokter, Avada, the Sibis are being poiled. But who's behind the Sibis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the Sibis. Saints, Chavazalovitz is telling us, and this is a very chashuv zach, Avada, there's a Muslim, the Sibis are poiled. The Sibis are poiled. But the answer is really who's behind the Sibis. What's the Biradvam? Let's try to make it a clarification. I could give a marshal what's going on is like this. Avada, what the Mishnah is saying, Avada, the fact, the need to make a Shtadlis is a Knas. It's a Knas. It's an Einish. Oh, but it's not Pshat, like a Dibokh who made something that has no system in it. I give it a marshal very often in Gemara, in the Torah, we have this. There's a Musa of a Gzeira, the Rabbanah make a Gzeira. They're going to make a gzera. They have a certain reason why they made a gzera takana. But then they make a gedder to the takana. They don't just say, okay, we have a takana, so we make something that makes no sense. In the beginning of the sugya of Gittin, there's a gzera that Chazal made a takana. Every time they make a gedder, they say, before nechta. Why? Because of other reasons, totally dietic reasons. But if you learn the whole sugya of Gittin, you spend 2 months in Gittin's man working on this, there's a gedder to that takana. They didn't just say, But funny nesef, and there's no purpose and there's no content. There's a gedder. It's making some sort of kiyum on the gedder. They gave a gedder to what they're doing. It's the same exact thing with the mahalach of the shtadlus. Yes, the reason why you have to make a shtadlus, taka the knas. The world could have worked in a way before the state of the Marishan. It would have worked that everything happens by itself. You don't have to make any shtadlus. The reason why it's due is making a knas. But now, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a system, and the system has a certain amount of reality. In the external layer of the world, the system is real. Oh boy, is it real. When you punch your hand on the wall, you're going to feel searing pain in your hand. You take a brick and you put it on your head, you're going to feel searing pain. You take a needle in your skin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a full world of Siva Mesayiv. If anyone doesn't think it has a reality to it, he's living, he's not in the Mesias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gather to it. He made a system that's part of that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that's part of the Mesayiv. That's part of the Mahalach. What Mr. Yishar means, and he wants you to understand, is that who's tweaking the system? Who's navigating the system? It's not totally on the Teva by itself. The Teva is an emsoi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not that what I'm doing is no result. Avada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it has to go through this emsoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes emsoi, and you're going to have to go through this emsoi. How much do you have to go through the emsoi? How much Avada might have to do with your level of talking in the Shabbat? But Avada is a certain, in the external part, in the last layer, it has to go through the Olam of Siva Mesayiv. This is what Ruchim talks about. The Rishis over there, that the tzaddikim were mekayim the teva. They knew that there was a tivius the world. There was Ratzon Hashem, kachos v'chokmos, is a tivius the world. Everything has to go duch that. Everything has to go duch the tivius the world. We're not saying on Yisrael. Maybe you're memayit and maybe you're marbeh, but there's a oivim of sidum misayiv. And this is not shlomo. What we're talking about tonight just makes it even harder and harder. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made a world which in a certain way is a world. When it says sheker means because the book doesn't stop there. When the Ramban says charicha sheker means that's not the full picture b'chalal. Behind it, there's something behind it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing behind there. But in its outer extent, everything has to go through that. It's the prism, it's the venue, it's the pipes, that everything has to go through that Olam HaTeva. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And this is the Kasher Shev HaMikdash. This is part of the Gzeir of Zeh HaTzapecha Terech HaLechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a system. A system, yes, yes, it's true. The system is not the full picture. And we do say, Lots of Lovei Hayinu Kechomen. But it doesn't say now Hayinu Kechomen. It says then Hayinu Kechomen. Now it's not a dream. There's a certain amount of reality, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just a total masquerade. There's something to it in the outer extent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running it behind the scenes, but he's going through the Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using the Emtzoyis HaTeva. That's what the Chiyuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Megala to us. So this is what makes the Kasher Shev HaMikdash. So what's the Eitzah? What's the Eitzah again? To say, close your eyes and say, Machnish Vissendik from the Teva. Oh, but no, rather that can't be. We have to be goyus to Teva. And this is if Chaim brings from Moshe Karvel about the Ramach, Chaim and Devar. And now he says it to be goyus to Teva. He says, even though we pointed out last week that the Ramban says that a big tzaddik, because what Moshe says is a big tzaddik doesn't have to do a lot of ishtalos. So the Ramach says, how does a tzaddik know Kadosh Baruch Hu? How come it possible? Don't be so sure. We will see Behem Shavad that there are times you have to be minimalized in the Shabbos. We'll have to talk about it. But the Ramach says that tzaddik also does the shtablos. Yaakov was taken out from the Shulish Dorm. He was taken out from the Muhammad. He made a shtablos. A tzaddik doesn't believe in his chuyas. He's not so sure that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to skip so many steps in the Teva. We have to be goyus to Teva, and then we have to know at the end of the day that a checker. What does it mean a checker? It means that that's not the real kaveya behind the scenes. Yes, I'm going to do all the shtablos in the world to not get corona, and I will get corona. And I could technically might not do any shtalos and also not get it. No, it's not smart not to do any shtalos. And I know you say it could be in the school for Gurim Asiba, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to down you. But we have to make a shtalos, and then we have to ask, what do we do? There's two inkudas. First of all, we're going to need, I'm going to talk about this, we're going to need constant things to mechazek ha-betochen. There's no rumors in the Pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu, mechazek ha-betochen. Betochen, more than many, many things, there are other things in Avodas Hashem like this, like Yerushalayim is like this, But we're talking to somebody that needs a constant chizik, constant chizik. Because you're constantly feeding. When you're entering the world of Eretz Nosim Ne'olam, you're constantly feeding a backwards current. It needs a constant chizik. And one of the major chizukim is going to be something that counterbalances. That's all even Matzvila, I'm not talking about it tonight. There's going to be a separate vat for it, perhaps. But we're going to constantly need tefillah. We're going to constantly have to enter another world, which is going to be a counterbalance. His tefillah is also a musig of psuchei betochen. The person, meaning, Rav, others, Rav Gdeir Yisroel, he's in the chadar himself in psuchei betochen. After you do a shtadlus kilu, you have to counterbalance it. You can't just say it's nothing. You threw yourself into something, but counterbalance the hagosha, the emotional feeling. It's so hard emotionally to throw yourself into something and then realize that no, this is not the real thing. This is not the real thing. Haritzah sheker v'gzeira emes. You need tefillah to see. We'll see the hemshes. But you also have to remember and be misbehaving what we said. You have to realize that it's takan hanestira. If you moyser hanhokat hakadosh baruch, you could realize that yes, right now I'm working with the shlichan. Remind us of this is the shliach hakadosh baruch who's standing behind everything. When we remind this, we could realize, yes, I have to do a shtavah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind, he's standing behind this very thing. The Pasuk says, in Shiva Sayyam, the Zohim, it could be the Ikka of the Shiva, Mishalas, we say, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Shiva, Klaas Tal Yisrael, Shiva Hashem, Ki Go'oi Go'o, Sus V'roich V'yom Avayom. What does it mean, Ki Go'oi Go'o, Sus V'roich V'yom? Geusoi. The gayest of a Kaddish Baruch is a double gayest. He's the gayest, he's a gay, a meala gay. Dr. Ashi, sus v'roichi roim adayom. Ashi says, usually, by a regular bus of a dam, he throws the roichim off the sus. A Kaddish Baruch Hu throws the sus and the roichim. He leaves the roichim on the sus, the war rider is riding on the sus, the war is riding on the sus, and he throws all of them together into the yam. What's saying the Gadvon? Shosh Advon is not saying. What he's saying is Mamash Tikkudu is doing that tonight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to control things. He doesn't have to take away what's going on. There's a world of Siba and the Seiret. The horse gives the person who's chanting on the horse his power. Her, when he's running on the horse, is very dangerous. If we want to conquer him, we have to topple him from the horse or take away the horse. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to take away the horse. The horse is there, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is standing behind everything. Go'usai is kind even when there's another Geir. Go'usai means like this. In the Olam of Siba and Mesoyve, there's the first Geir, which means there's a Koyach. There's a Koyach that occurs in the Snagit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to take that away. He's behind that Geir. He's over that Geir. He's controlling that Koyach of Geir. He go'usai, that's the go'usai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Sus. He is controlling even the Yosef and does things. He's behind everything. That's the Kara that Klal Yisrael understood. They understood that everything is in Tzoyif HaKadosh Baruch. They saw it. Halavai we would see it with the clarity of Klal Yisrael then. We remind ourselves of that clarity. We remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch is on. That's our way to be able to counterbalance together with feeling. It's the two different things. So to counterbalance this difficulty of calling up a shtandos. This is the Kudin wanted to talk about tonight. You say this of the sugya of the tachin, but we have to realize anyone who's ready. Mentioned the Chazanish says we chirp the tachin. Everyone who doesn't realize that he's constantly brainwashing himself the backwards of the tachin. He's constantly in his life, in every area of life. He's constantly going against the currents again the tachin, and he never has to be do something to counterbalance that. He has to counterbalance that, and he has to make seder in his emotions, in his mind a little bit, his emotions bigger, that there are two things going on. Yes, there's an item of teva, but there is a zeh. Ki goi go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shoyvet al hakol. The Kol Yochel is the moisir and hugger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's shoyvet on the kodishas of teva, who he's standing, he's tweaking it, he's now beginning behind it. That's the ki goi go. When we recognize that, we're able to get past this. We saw him on the Shabbat.